Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
There are a number of different treatments for childhood depression, and these can include various forms of psychotherapy, medication, working with the family, or a combination of all of these. My guest is Dr. Thomas McInerney. He's the president of the American Academy of Pediatrics. So, Dr. McInerney, when we talk about the treatments, you mentioned before Prozac. So I know that there are some different medications on the market, and you mentioned the SSRIs, or the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And so what are we as parents afraid to put our kids on these medications? You know, I've heard, and you must have too, that the people are afraid of the zombie effect. So what do we be afraid of that? Is it going to turn our children into these sorts of zombies without the highs and lows that go along with being a kid?
No, not if the medication is dosed appropriately. And for that reason, we usually start with a low dose of the medication and observe for the effect. And that usually can take 3 to 4 weeks to see how the patient is improving. But it's important to monitor the patient closely, and if there's some improvement, but there's still some degree of depression, then one should increase the medication slowly but gradually until you really achieve an optimal dose. And I do agree that if one has overdosed the child, then there may be some of the so-called zombie effect, but that usually is not common if one proceeds carefully and starts with a low dose.
Now, when you've got a child with depression, an adolescent who can be willful anyway, do you see that children are adherent to their medication and the protocol, whatever it may be?
Well, of course, that's variable, but this is where it's very important to be sitting down with the family and with the child and practice what we call patient and family-centered care, thoroughly explain to the patient and the family what the advantages and disadvantages of the medicine are, how it will make you feel better, but it may take a while to do so, and to work with the family carefully to make sure that they understand what the goals of treatment are, and if they have questions or concerns, and if the adolescent seems to be resistant, take the time to speak with them, find out why they don't want to take the medicine, and see if you can explain it to them in terms that they can understand, and then they'll be more likely to be compliant and to take the medication as directed.
Where do siblings fit into this picture? If you've got one child who's suffering from clinical depression and you have another child that's not, is that child involved in that therapy? Because my kids, Dr. McInerney, help each other when one of them is sad or throwing a tantrum or, you know, so is the sibling involved in this process?
Oh, definitely. The sibling should be involved. And often that's part of what we call family therapy, to involve the whole family and to help the sibling to understand what's going on with their depressed sibling and how they can help and make sure that they don't do things to hurt. And also it's important to recognize that sometimes when you have a child with any kind of a chronic illness, such as depression, if the parents pay more attention to that child with a chronic illness, they may start to neglect to a certain extent the other children, the other siblings. And that can be a problem, and it's important that they continue to provide good attention to the well siblings as well as to the child with the depression.
Does a parent, Dr. McInerney, have a responsibility to let the school know of this diagnosis?
Yes, I think it's a good idea to let the school know, because typically these children, when they're depressed, will have decreased school performance, and the school officials will be wondering what's going on. And, you know, you don't want the school to be punishing the child because they're not doing well when there's a depression going on. And so it would be helpful for them to know that and to know that the child's on treatment and that it may take a little while for them to return back to their normal state and for them to be understanding about that and to maybe make some allowances about providing extra time for exams or backing off a little bit on the homework assignments, etc.
Okay, so if a child is diagnosed, is this a permanent diagnosis? I mean, if they start on antidepressants as a teenager, is this a lifetime thing? Is it something that's just temporary?
No, it's usually temporary. We usually treat them for about a year, and then we would taper the medication off and see how they're doing. Now, there is a recurrence rate of up to about 40% within 2 years of treatment. So it certainly is something that parents would need to be on the lookout for if their child was diagnosed and treated for depression and then has been better for a period of time but starts to appear depressed again. It may be that they need to be retreated.
You know, we hear from these medications on those commercials, the side effects may include, and even in the antidepressant medication, side effects can include feelings of suicide, thoughts of suicide, and increased risk. So parents hear that, Dr. McInerney, and they say, well, what do I believe? Do I believe this is going to help them with that or cause more of that?
Well, yes, that has been a concern, and there is the so-called black box warning that talks about that. However, the studies have shown that although there may be some increased thoughts of suicide, there has not been an increased incidence of suicide in patients who are taking antidepressants, such as the SSRI. So parents can feel confident that on the medication, there's not an increased likelihood to commit suicide. And bear in mind that children who are depressed and not treated occasionally do commit suicide. So you don't want to not treat the child and then have them have the awful endpoint of committing suicide.
So is there a light? We have about a minute and a half left, a minute and 15. Is there a light at the end of the tunnel for parents with children who are suffering from clinical depression? Will they... Hopefully, I mean, is the goal obviously to see your child get through school, go on to college, and have a full and productive life. Is there that hope out there now? Are you seeing this on the horizon?
Oh, sure. We see it all the time. And in my practice, I've treated probably dozens of children with depression and have had very good outcomes. The children have done well in school, go on to graduate, and enroll in college and continue to do well. They may have occasional relapses. And, you know, either I will treat them, or if the relapses occur when they're adults, then their internist will treat them. But the prognosis is quite good with treatment and careful follow-up.
So in just the last 20 seconds, give us your best advice. And we've been receiving questions, and one of them is about nature and getting children outside and exercise. So in just the last 20 or 30 seconds, your best advice for helping our children with depression, and does getting them exercise help too?
Yes, that is good. And there is this syndrome called nature deprivation disorder where children don't get outside enough, and I think that is helpful. To be outside, and part of this can be related to not enough daylight or sunlight, and being outside would help that. We know that people in the northern climates tend to have a little bit of more depression because of short daytime.
So there's definitely hope out there. There's medications and therapy and getting your children out in the sunlight. Thank you so much, Dr. McInerney, the president of the American Academy of Pediatrics. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.